Welcome to Racing HQ on this Tuesday, the 30th of April, and hopefully you're enjoying the morning thus far with the boys, the Big Sports Breakfast. They'll be back tomorrow morning from 5:30, and they were playing a little game this morning in relation to Menangle and some tips on the text line. We're going to do the same thing. We've got a little package to give away a little bit later on throughout the morning, so keep an eye on the text line, 0419 767 272. Plenty of texts coming in this morning. Great that we got, I think I saw a text here, Mick from Moby's. That might be Moby's Dicks down there in Canberra. He was tipping my tip for Menangle. Race 4, number 4, Halloween. They do a good Halloween party down there, Mick. They put the hearse out the front, Westie. It's unbelievable. And they do all the design of the particular venue. It's like nothing you've ever seen. So we'll get more tips for Menangle today, and on the text line 0419 767 272. We'll play that little game later on. We're going to Grafton today. It's one of our New South Wales meetings. Looking forward to seeing how Grafton goes. Of course, a big meeting there and a lot of runners with those extra races they had to add with what's been happening with Mother Nature around the joint. We're also racing at Quirindi today. So our two New South Wales meetings, Grafton and Quirindi. Tomorrow at Canterbury. Thursday, we've got Wagga and Wyong. Friday, Muswellbrook and Wagga. And then Saturday, of course, we've got Hawkesbury, Lismore, Newcastle. I see we've got Binaway and Burrowa Picnics as well. So lots of meetings across New South Wales. Obviously, if you look at the weather report, it does look like there's going to be some moisture around, especially Sydney, over the next couple of days and possibly even into next week. So we'll keep you up to date with what's happening with the weather throughout Racing HQ. Our first guest this morning, though, is Matt Dunn, who's got a good team going to Grafton today, as you would expect, and he's on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Morning.
How's the morning been at Moolumbar? Or are you in Sydney, mate?
No, I'm in Moolumbar. It's a nice day today, which is a welcome change from all the rain we've had, but it's a great day, so hopefully we can get a couple of winners.
Now, you're a very prominent trainer in that part of the world. You have a number of horses. You've really made the Northern Rivers your own, Matt. We've obviously had Mother Nature throwing a few spanners in the works for us, not only this particular month and last month, but it's happened in seasons gone by. What would you like to see happen for the Northern Rivers in the future? I know I'm throwing you the shame-worn flipper to start, but it'd be good to get your opinion, because obviously you've got a business to run, you've got a lot of horses. Is there a solution you see? Do you think that we need to do something infrastructure-wise in the future? I'm not saying tomorrow, but in so many years' time, or what needs to happen? Or is it just potluck?
Look, what is the answer? You know, there's been talk of poly tracks or all-weather tracks to race on. They don't work. You know, that's been proven. That's not an option. You know, even in Queensland at the moment, they're sort of trying to race on poly tracks and the meetings are poor and turnover doesn't work. Our track here is the same as all of them. We could do with some more funding to improve tracks, but it doesn't matter what you do to a track. It has not raining probably for the last couple of months here, and tracks just get heavy and there's not much you can do about it, to be honest. But I think as far as racing and race programming and scheduling and that sort of thing, I think we're doing all we can. There's not much we can do when it rains every day. And we're on the same boat. It's not just racing horses. It's also we've got coming through trying to get barrier trials done. And, we're all in the same spot from probably the Sunshine Coast right down the east. So it's there's not much we can do. But look, I think in normal weather patterns, we've got a pretty good infrastructure of tracks close and handy to us. Like I said, we could all do with a few more dollars to sort of help improve tracks and improve drainage and that sort of thing. But Racing New South Wales sort of do what they can and try to allocate money and funds where it needs to be allocated to improve things. We just got to hope it stops bloody raining, pretty much.
Yeah. Would you like to see as well, maybe? And it's something that again, it's an evolving thing where we're obviously copping rain now, but who's to say this time next year we won't be in one of the severest droughts we've ever seen? So, but would you like to see more sort of pre-planning and backup meetings if in that area, or is it just a matter of that every single facility up there has just been hit with wet, so it's hard to make those decisions?
Look, I think they're doing their best. You know, they're trying to sort of put a couple of extra races on today, and they're trying to be proactive and sort of move meetings where possible. But when when it's right across the entire region, there's not a whole lot that they can do. I mean, you can switch a meeting out to west. That doesn't suit us because it's too far away, and you've got to sort of take horses over the range, and I think they put a meeting out at Glen Innes or somewhere. Well, that's just too far for us to trouble horses on race day kind of thing. So there's, I mean, there's only a certain amount of planning you can put in place, and if Mother Nature decides it wants to be wet as what it is now, you know, it's not, you know, at the moment it's just been consistently for so long. I don't know that I can remember. I mean, obviously we've had floods, etc., here that are a disaster at the time, but I can't remember it us having this much rain for such a long period, and it does. It makes things difficult. Makes it harder to train them, and that doesn't matter whether you're training on a city track, a country track, or in a private training facility. If it rains every day, you can't use grass tracks. You've got to switch. We've got a very good sand track here that's basically an all-weather surface, but it's still not the same as getting horses on grass tracks, particularly for education for younger horses. But I think to be honest, Racing New South Wales do a wonderful job to provide as many tracks and as many venues as what we have, and as much opportunity and sort of variation in racing surfaces. But like I say, we just need a bit of help from Mother Nature, and things will get back to normal, and it'll stop eventually, and we just have to hang in there.
And it's good to hear that from you, because as I said, you are one of the biggest trainers in that northern part of the state, and obviously in our game, everyone wants to have their say, and sort of, you know, we should be doing this, we should be doing that, but at the end of the day, all these decisions really affect your business and your business alone, not those that are just, you know, having an opinion out there on whether it be social media or whether it be at the races. So that's why I thought I'll ask you the question, and I appreciate those answers. Let's go to Grafton today. Race one, number one, Flame Tree Star. Benny Looker in the saddle. Drawn a little bit awkward over the 11.06. It's a Your Song filly, but she was very impressive at Grafton last start.
Yeah, she was, and she was impressive first start too. She's done a good job because maturity's not there yet, but despite that, she's hanging in there really well. This will probably be her last run today. Not that I'm going in thinking she's over the top. I think she's still where she needs to be, but I just don't want to overtax it because I know how much improvement she's got. Similar race to last start. We've beat most of them already. A gate would be handy, but she doesn't ever seem to do that. I've scratched actually a couple of times going into this race to try to find barriers, and today we draw second from the outside again. But she's got enough tactical speed to sort of put herself in the first three or four, and you know, I think she runs as good as she did last start, and I think that's all she needs to reproduce to beat these.
All right, that's your runner in the first, Flame Tree Star. Let's go to race number two. You've got two in, More Elements and Spirit Chaser. I'll start with Spirit Chaser, number one in the form guide. Kyle Wilson Taylor on board, and this horse you picked up from Johnny Sargent. You had two trials. What type of mare is she? Do you like her?
I do like her. Tony Carroll from Topline Thoroughbreds, he's been a big supporter of us for a long time, and he moved her across to me after she actually bled last start, hence the reason she's had a decent break. Loads of talent, and she's shown that right through. You know, she's got some really strong form behind her. Both her trials have been great. She should be going to a city maiden, but there's just not a suitable race for her at the moment. If there was, she'd be definitely going to a city maiden in Brisbane, and she'd be winning one of those. So I think that probably points out how you think I'm going, how I think she's going. At the moment, she's very hard to beat.
And what about More Elements?
He'll need the run, and he'll need it over a little bit further yet before we see the best of him. But it's just a starting point for him. You know, he's one of those horses that I spoke about before. You know, they're just being held up, waiting for trials, etc. So we just decided to take him to a short race first up, and he'll improve on what he does going over sort of a mile, second, third, fourth up.
Okay, so there's two to keep an eye on, especially Pure Spirit Chaser in race two. Then we jump over to race six. You've got firstly Introvert, Inside Draw, Jake Bayliss.
Yeah, look, he probably needs it over a bit further too, and he's again, sound like a broken record, but he's a bit of a victim of race meetings being abandoned, and I just can't get any flow to his preparation just yet. So he probably needs this again today, and he needs it over further. But look, he'll run okay, drew on the right gate, gets a decent run. But look at him sort of again, second, third up, and Desert Mist. It's been a bit disappointing, this preparation, to be honest. Look, he's got some quite nice form behind him in previous preps, and this time it's fair to say he hasn't really come up, but hence the reason I've dropped him back in class here, and he gets his chance for sure. This is probably the softest race he's run in for quite some time. Drawn quite a good barrier, probably rolls forward and puts himself in the first three or four. Ben Looker is riding well at the moment, so he'll run well, but he just needs to sort of step up here because I'm a little concerned that he's just not quite coming up as he should.
Okay, all right. And what about Bertinelli in race 9?
Yeah, she was great second up. First up a bit wobbly. I expected her to run well first up, and she just put in an awkward one for some reason. Might have been having a bad day, I don't know. But she bounced back really well last start, and this is a really similar race to that. She's done great since that second up run. She's pretty much done well right through this preparation, to be honest. I like her. I think she's hard to beat.
Okay, all right. What would be your best today at Grafton?
My best is Spirit Chaser.
Spirit Chaser. So race 2, number 1, Spirit Chaser, for all that you alluded to earlier in the interview. We're chatting with Matt Dunn this morning. That's a look at Grafton today. Matt, just while I've got you on the phone, obviously we won't go through every runner, but there is Ipswich tomorrow, fields that are out. You like taking horses to Ipswich, and you've had a lot of success there in the past. Is there one in particular that you're quite keen on tomorrow?
I've got a two-year-old in Vision Emergency called Air Swing having his first start. He's against a couple of horses that have actually won races, but I think he's good enough to sort of step straight into an open two-year-old race. If he gets a run, I do quite like him. Case Bolt, a scratch from today. She's drawn an awkward gate tomorrow and also today, but his first emergency, so he probably gets in, so keep your eye on him. I think he's a really nice horse in the future, and I think he'll run well first up.
And I see in the nominations for Saturday, possibly a very exciting horse from your stable, Fukabana. Will we see him appear at the races on the weekend?
Yeah, he'll run on Saturday. We put a set of blinkers on him his last start in Sydney, and that went awkward. So we took them off, and we sort of brought him back in distance just to teach him to settle again and relax and get home. We sort of rejigged his program. The original plan was to sort of take him through the Derby. We won't go down that path. Now, we'll head in a different direction with him and look at some of the shorter races and probably sort of maybe look at, I don't know, perhaps Sunshine Coast Guineas or something like that. But yeah, he's a lovely horse and a horse of the future that's still improving. So looking forward to getting him to bounce back.
Exciting stuff. Thanks so much, mate. Good luck today at Grafton.
Thank you.